this keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Remember this.
Your storm is over.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. The Bible declares that we are to enter his gates with praise and enter into his courts with thanksgiving. I thank God that I know some people that don't mind praising God and don't mind giving God thanks and appreciation for all that he do for them. I know I am so grateful for the opportunities and the blessings that originate no sorrow. Amen. And I don't mind praising my God, nor I don't mind giving him thanks in the name of Jesus. Well, we are here tonight, midweek Bible study, as we get into the Bible, the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Paul gives Timothy instruction. Amen. As he writes to the Timothy, his son, in the gospel, another one of his sons was Titus. But Paul tells Timothy to teach the word for reproof, for rebuke, for edifying, for encouragement, and for understanding and clarity of the word. And we thank God for the opportunity to declare the word of God tonight as we look at the scriptures in the Bible, learning more about the Logos, written word of God. And we thank God for the word that God has given you and I tonight. Let us pray before we begin. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for life and life eternal. You said for those of us who believe that John 3:16 is real, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish but have eternal life. If we confess with our mouths and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord and the Son of the living God, we shall be saved. And with that declaration and those two beliefs, God, we are born again, baptized, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled believers on tonight. And we thank you for opportunities to mature and grow in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our eyes really have not seen. Our ears really have not heard. It hasn't penetrated our heart what God has prepared for you and I. And we thank God that God is up to something. Sometimes we can't figure God out. The Bible says that some things will remain a mystery. That means in our lifetime, you and I, there's some things that pertain to our personal lives and outside of us that God will leave us in the dark on. But I'm so glad that there are some things through revelation knowledge and through teachings and through understanding, discernment, and wisdom and knowledge that God does reveal to us to give us a closer walk with him. So we thank God for the word on tonight. I want to go to the scripture first, and then we're going to share what we want to talk about tonight. But on the prayer last night, we came from this same book, 2 Kings chapter number 4. If you can turn your Bibles there, 2 Kings chapter number 4. We're going to look at this text a little more in detail because I really want to talk about developing strong faith and developing the fruits of the Spirit. We know the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. We can all run those off right away because we all want that and we all like those fruit, love, joy, and peace. They are good fruits of the Spirit. In other words, our characteristics as a Christian should consist of love, endless love, agape love, not just for ourselves but for others and this world, joy. Not happiness, because happiness is based on sometimes emotion or what we possess. But joy is something internal that God gives us. That's why sometimes in spite of what we're going through, joy says that everything is going to be all right. Joy says I can still smile and laugh. Joy says I still have optimism and hope about my future because the joy of the Lord, the Bible says, is our strength.
Yes.
So happiness, which can be based on what we possess and how much money we have and if life is going well And happiness also can be, again, something that is entertainment-wise and we just makes us happy, but joy is a whole other characteristic.
Amen.
So love and joy and peace, those are the fruit of the spirits that many people rush to right away because we all want peace.
Yes, Lord.
In a chaotic world, and we know where the devil is, there is confusion. He operates in division. That's his motive, to divide and then to conquer. So he is a liar and the truth is not in him. That's why the Bible calls him a thief.
Yes.
He comes to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Yes.
And sometimes it's amazing how many Christians don't see the devil at work, whether it's division in the church, division between a husband and a wife, division between parents and their children, division between friendships. Whatever you see division, whatever you see divide, that's why, what is one of the things that God hates? Discord. He hates discord.
Yeah.
He hates that division. He hates that spirit that comes in and divides us. So tonight, we want to talk about developing strong faith and developing the fruits of the Spirit. So as we look at this text tonight, looking at this Shunammite woman, last night we declared and made a declaration over that prayer line that it is well.
Yes.
And we believe that from her statement, with those three simple words, it is well, God honored her and gave her a miracle. We know, as we continue to read, and we have the Bible before us, that it was not well. She had a corpse at home. She had a dead son at home. Her husband was old in age, and who knows how he was taking it. So it was not well in the natural. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
But her words still mattered because she knew, I think within her deep down, that God was going to work this thing out. But look at 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's look at verse 16 and 17, and then we're going to look at the latter part of the chapter. But 2 Kings chapter 4, 16 and 17 says this. Let's look at 15. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie to me, your handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. So the prophet, the man of God, prophesied to this woman that by this season and the time of life, next year, or by this time of life, next season, you will embrace a child. And the Bible says it did happen according to the word of the Lord from the prophet. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
God's word will come true for you and I in due season. At the Kairos moment, at the set time from God, that's why the Bible says, though it tarry, wait for it. Habakkuk 2:2. It shall not lie, but it shall surely come to pass. He says, though it tarry, meaning it's going to prolong, it's going to take a while to get to you. This is why we got to learn how to wait and learn how to wait on God. It's not an easy thing to do. That's why when we look at the Bible, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the two that I want to focus in on tonight is the one of patience and the one of temperance. We also know goodness and gentleness and meekness are also part of the fruit, but patience, and the King James used the word long-suffering, which none of us want to suffer for a long time, but patience in some translations, and then temperance. In other words, maintaining the right attitude while we wait. We got to maintain the right mindset while we wait on God. And this woman did not get her miracle right away. She did not get her breakthrough right away. God had to do some things to restore her son to her, and that's why I want to look at this scripture a little more in detail to encourage us that waiting is sometimes the purpose from God. We can't figure God out.
Yes.
And we're going to look at some scriptures that explain that a little more as the night goes on. But this woman got a word from the Lord, and it happened just as the man of God said. Now look later in the chapter. We're still in chapter number 4. Look at verse number 31. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. When the woman went to the man of God, went to Elisha, he sent his servant Gehazi ahead of him with his staff and said, put this on his face and see if he wakes up. See if he comes back alive. See if he gets revived and become resurrected. Gehazi come back to Elijah and says it didn't work. He's still dead. Look at verse number 32. And when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. My God, we're getting somewhere. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him again. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. Bless us, God, tonight. Sometimes we have to wait on the Lord.
Yes, yes.
The staff didn't work when he told him to lay my staff on his face. The first time the man of God laid on this boy, he got warm, but he did not wake up. He did not totally come alive again. Y'all remember back in 1 Kings? Elijah with the widow at Zarephath, she too had a son that died. And Elisha, who got a double portion of Elijah's blessing, took this example from the great man of God, Elijah, because Elijah also stretched out over that widow's son. Elijah also went mouth to mouth, hand to hand, eye to eye. So sometimes, I feel God. Sometimes we got to realize, yes, it's going to be revelation, and God will say, do something out of the ordinary. But there are times where we just have to duplicate what's already been proven.
Yes. Yes.
We just have to mock and demonstrate what's already been done. That's why what the disciples did, we have to do. Because the disciples did what Jesus did. God is so good.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, he is.
Pastor, we ain't got to reinvent the wheel.
Amen.
The wheel has already been invented.
Yeah.
Now it was stone, it was wood, now it's rubber, it's metal.
Yeah.
But the wheel was invented a long time ago. Now we have transportation all over the world with these things called wheels. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. And God is saying, I've already shown you what the power of prayer can do. It said Elisha prayed, and we saw Elijah praying and getting a miracle. But I believe one of the reasons God did not allow Elisha to get the immediate results that Elijah got, I just believe this is just my opinion. I believe God wanted to keep Elisha humbled. Remember back in the days of Paul? Paul went to the third heaven. And he said, because I've done things no other human being has done, given to me was a thorn. And he said why the thorn was given to him, to keep me humble. And sometimes God allows you and I to wait to let us know that we're human.
Yeah.
And how much we need him.
Yeah.
And how much we have to wait on him.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes while we're waiting, trust me, God is working.
Hey, Lord.
I said I said one of the fruit of the Spirit is long suffering, and none of us want to suffer for a long time. God, do you not see me suffering? God, do you not see me going through? God, do you not see that life has been unfair? God, do you see me being violated and being abused? Will you please stop what's going on in my life? And sometimes we cannot figure out God. But my Bible tells me that long suffering is a fruit.
Yes, 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 yes.
Patience.
Yes, yes.
Waiting.
Yes.
Is a fruit of the Spirit. And we see that this woman eventually got her miracle because the second time, the child sneezed 7 times, and man of God gave this woman back her son, and she received a miracle. Waiting is a good thing.
Lord,
she had to wait until the prophetic word given to her about the son in the first place came to pass.
Yes.
She waited and she conceived. She had to wait to also have her son resurrected. And she waited and received. When we wait, good things happen. I know there's a saying that says good things happen to those who wait.
Yeah, good things come to those who wait.
Good things come, Pastor said, to those who wait.
Yeah.
That's a true saying. That is a very true saying. Because God, in many cases, don't want to give us nothing. Nothing that would do more harm than good.
Yes, amen.
I tell you no lie, I have seen it, people of God. I have seen it, people getting blessed by God, and it looked like it did more damage than good to their life. Sometimes it moved them away from God. So sometimes it did just the opposite of what God wanted it to do. And I always say it, and I'll say it again, I want nothing from God that I'm not ready for. That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
That's a very bold statement.
Yeah.
Because you got people who, you know, when I think about the Bible and I look, just like I talk about Elisha was not Elijah. At the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah was on one side of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So Elijah has a special place in the kingdom.
Amen.
Moses was on the other side of Jesus. So Moses has a special place in the kingdom. And we can do nothing about that. But Joshua was also powerful. Joshua was not Moses. Elisha was not Elijah. But they both, and they all four, are significant in God's plan, in God's scheme of things. We should never try to covet or envy or be jealous of anyone. What God has for you is for you.
Yes, yes.
Pastor and I, we are pastors. We are preachers. She is a prophet. I thank God for the call of God that's on our lives. There are many pastors in the times in which we are living, but I'm Pastor Anthony, she's Pastor Rebecca,
yes,
and we are who we are,
amen,
and you are who you are,
yes,
and God wants to use you for you.
Yes.
God wants to use your personality. He wants to use your traits and your skills. He wants your speech. He wants the way you talk. He wants the way you think. He wants the way you behave and act. That's why he wants to use you. Glory be to God. You know, I thank God. I thank God for the opportunities that God has given me. But Joshua, and I wanted to make that point before I get off of it. Joshua prayed one time and said, God, I need you to extend the day until we beat this war and win this war. And the Bible says that the sun stood still. Night did not come until the children of Israel won the battle. And it says it never was a day like that before that moment, and it never was a day like that after that moment, where God actually stopped time for anyone. And Moses was great, but Joshua was great in and of itself also. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
If you're still in 2 Kings, I want to stay on this waiting thing for just a little while longer. 2 Kings, look at chapter 5 now. This is Naaman. Naaman was a soldier. Naaman had leprosy. And Naaman prayed and wanted God to help him. Naaman sent to the man of God, and the man of God responded, "Go dip in the muddy Jordan 7 times, and you'll be cleansed." 2 Kings chapter 5, verse number 13 and 14. After Naaman said, "I have better waters where I live," why didn't he tell me to dip in one of the waters that I wouldn't mind dipping in? But look at verse 13. "And his servants came near and spoke unto him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, would thou not have done it? How much rather then when he say to you, wash and be clean, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto him, like a little child, and he was cleansed.'" It took Naaman dipping in the muddy Jordan not once, not 3 times, not 5, but he had to go in that water and dip 7 different times. Naaman had to be patient. Naaman had to wait.
Amen.
Naaman needed to follow specific instructions from the man of God. He said, "Don't dip 6 times. Don't do it less than 7 times." If he would have did it less than 7, he wouldn't have got his healing. My God. How close are some of us?
Jesus.
How close are some of us to that breakthrough, to that blessed place?
Yeah.
So that place, we've been in ministry 10 years. We've been waiting, some of us, for 20 years. Maybe you've been waiting for a year. Maybe we're getting ready to go into the month of April, and you've been waiting all 2017 for God to do something. And you might be right there, and the enemy's trying to tell you, why bother?
Hmm.
Stop waiting. Give up on God, because God has given up on you.
Hmm.
And God is saying, don't believe the devil's lies.
Jesus.
We have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Look at Exodus. Look at Exodus. I want us to see sometimes, again, some things will remain a mystery. We can't figure God out. But he tells us, while when he brought the children of Israel out of slavery, out of bondage, he tells us he could have took them a shorter way to the Red Sea. But he tells us in Exodus chapter 13, verse number 17, why he made them go the long way, why he wanted them to wait, why he took them to the wilderness. See, sometimes God will, I don't know what God has said to you. I don't know what God has spoken to you. I know you may be waiting for some things tonight, waiting for some things to happen. Maybe it's a family member you're believing God for and you still don't see the fruit. Maybe it's a spouse or a child or an opportunity in the marketplace. Maybe it's a ministry or a call of God on your life that you're still waiting and believing God and trusting God on. And maybe God has spoken to you why he wants you to wait. But we see why he took the children of Israel through the wilderness first and not right to the Red Sea.
Yes, yes.
Exodus 13, 17. And maybe this will help you while you wait on God. "And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, Hear God, people of God. This is what God said to himself. Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. He said, for some of us, like some of them, if I show them what they got to go through to get what I'm trying to get to them, they might change their mind. They might say, God, never mind. If I got to go through that, if I have to wait that long, if I got to see war to that degree, if I got to go through that hell in opposition, God, no thank you. He said, peradventure, they may see war and repent and want to go back to slavery. What can be worse than slavery? That blows my mind. What possibly can be worse than being somebody's slave? Look at verse 18. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness. Every time I see that word, Pastor, I think about your book.
Amen.
Don't die in the wilderness. You just sold a copy of the book. Well, something's telling me to reread it.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are on the line tonight, or those of you who listen to the archives, if you don't have that book, I really strongly suggest that you purchase it, because it will bless you. It will strengthen you not to give up. It will help you never to quit. It will never allow you to give up on God, and it will teach you how to wait. RebeccaEsimmons.com, you can purchase a copy of that book or give it to somebody who's giving up. People are getting frustrated in this world. People are losing faith and hope. People are losing out on their passion and their purpose. And if you even buy that book and give it to somebody, you know they're weak in faith. You know they're thinking about giving up and they're frustrated. I tell you, it's a wonderful read. Don't Die in the Wilderness is the name of that book, and it is a powerful book. You can read it quickly, but I suggest that you get a highlighter and an ink pen out, because there's some things in that book that you want to revisit and you want to underline and you want to highlight so that it would encourage you in your time of need. Verse 18, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses and Joshua took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straight sworn that the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence from this place. Even Joseph did not want his bones to be buried in Egypt. So they kept their promise to Joseph. They got up out of Egypt, carried Joseph's dead dry bones, and they left Egypt, going into the wilderness. Look at verse 20. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. Verse 21 and 22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them on the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. I just love that, because the Bible says, if you keep reading in Numbers and Exodus, God led the people of God, the people of Israel, out. But he was like a GPS to them. All they had to do was look up to the sky, and this cloud would move out ahead of them, and they would follow that cloud on their way to the land of Canaan. And at night, they also had the ability to move, even though it was dark, because it was like a big light in the sky, and it would light up the area in which they had to travel. But guess what? The Bible also tells us sometimes the cloud stood still. Sometimes a pillar of fire at night did not move. Guess what? They had to wait.
Yes. Amen.
They had to wait. God said, when I move, you move. I don't know who that's for tonight.
Oh, my God.
When I move, then you move. If I don't move, you don't move. That sounds like waiting to me.
Yes, yes.
Come on, somebody. God says, don't do nothing prematurely. They had to wait in the upper room. Y'all remember that? They waited in the upper room. And I preached on Sunday from the life of Philip. Philip spoke to the eunuch and interpreted the word of God. Philip cast out devils. Philip raised the dead. Philip, amen, laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Philip did great exploits. But guess what? Philip was in that upper room waiting. And he did not go and do all those great things for God until he waited and got empowered by the Holy Spirit. So many people try to do so much without the anointing. Don't do it without the anointing. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke.
Yes.
It's not how well we preach. It's not how articulate or intelligent we are. It's not how charismatic we are. It's not our level of education. With the anointing, anointing simply means the supernatural power of God.
Amen.
It's the supernatural power of God. That's the anointing. When he told his disciples, I give you authority. I give you power over all the powers of the devil. Guess what? That was the anointing.
Mm.
You and I have authority.
Yes.
You and I have supernatural ability.
Yes.
We have to learn how to release it.
Yes.
We have to learn how to activate it. This is why sometimes we have to wait. The fruit of the Spirit being patient. The fruit of the Spirit being long-suffering. We have to wait on God. Sometimes, even when we're activating and releasing our faith. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes, yes, he is. Yes, God.
So that's a fruit of the Spirit, patience.
Yes.
We have to be patient with God. Let's look at another reason why we wait and have to wait on God. Again, we're talking about building strong faith and building the fruit of the Spirit. Building strong faith and building the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness. But the two we're really focusing in on tonight is patience or long-suffering. I even hesitate when I use that word. Patience or long-suffering. And temperance, meaning controlling our temper, having the right attitude. Amen, somebody.
Yes.
Pastor and I had a spirit of anger when we met each other, and in our youth, that spirit of anger was developed. And I saw that spirit even operating in my household. My father was a person, he had a spirit of anger on him, and that spirit went down to the children. And I've seen it with some of my siblings, that spirit of anger. And eventually it got on me. And my wife gives her testimony sometime about the hostility sometimes we both used to have in our younger years. And that spirit of anger, there's still so many people who are angry today. They're just angry. I was watching a YouTube video, and they had two girls in a parking lot, and one girl hit the other girl's car, and it was a true accident. But do you know the other girl went and rammed her car into the other girl's car, and they went into this little roller derby circus, hitting each other's car, eventually running over a fire hydrant, and that's nothing but the spirit of anger. They have all this on video, a car accident, Now, two young ladies are going to end up in jail because they could not control their anger. It was a car accident that escalated because guess what? They could not control their anger. Domestic violence. A man should never put his hands on a woman, ever. Ever. And the woman should not hit the man, ever. But a man should never hit a woman because he is just physically stronger than her. And domestic violence is still a problem in our land. It's a problem in the world. Because guess what? That spirit of anger. And God wants to kill it. God wants to kill that spirit. That's why we got to develop the fruit of the spirit. Patience, temperance, long-suffering. You practice those, your anger will diminish. Your anger will fade away. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Look at, there's so much I want to share, but I for lack of time, I said I wanted to look at another reason why God has us wait. As we see in Exodus, he had them wait because he said they might change their mind and want to go back to slavery and bondage. So I'm going to take them into the wilderness because if they see war, they might change their mind. Now let's look at Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 28. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 28. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this is blessing somebody tonight.
Amen.
Building strong faith and building the fruit of the Spirit. Isaiah 40, get Jesus. Wow. I wasn't going to go here. I'm just going to read it. It's just pulling me in this direction. I just wanted to go to the end of the chapter. But it's just pulling me over here, so I know I got to heed to the Holy Spirit. But we're going to get to my thoughts. I'm going to share on waiting at the end of the chapter. But look at the first part of Isaiah chapter number 40. It says, comfort you, my people, saith God. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord at the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that is crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted,
yes,
and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be made plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
I had to read that. I had to read it. That's the prophetic word of the Lord to you and I tonight. Sometimes we looked at and we're looked upon as the valley. Some people are looking at us as we're low. He said, I'm going to raise you up.
Yes.
I'm going to exalt you.
Yes.
I'm going to lift you on high. He said, all of those who are puffed up with pride, all of those who are high-minded, all of those who are conceited and selfish, I'm going to bring them down because that's not of me. In the name of Jesus. It reminds me of Psalm 37.
Yes.
He said, I saw a man spreading himself like a big bay tree and had a big mouth and big bold and big bragging about what he had and what he was doing and how powerful he was. And the psalmist wrote, and one day I looked and he was gone. I looked everywhere and he was no more. He was so powerful in one season, so admired in one season, so had it going in one season. And a psalmist wrote, read it for yourself, Psalm 37. He said, and I looked and he was gone. See, sometimes we wonder why God have us to wait. Why, God, just keep giving us just enough? God, why do you keep giving us just enough? Remember he gave them manna and he said, I'm just giving you enough for every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want you to store it up. I don't want you to save enough for a week. I don't want you to save enough for a couple of days. I'm going to give you manna daily because I need you to learn how to trust me daily. I don't know who that's for. Remember the Lord's Prayer? Give us today our daily bread.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes we're waiting because God knows he's trying to get us to trust him even more. I feel God.
My God.
But let's look at the end of the chapter. I pray even as we get off the line tonight that you will read the entire book of Isaiah chapter 40. It will bless you. He brings out so much through the prophet Isaiah. But look at the end. Look at verse number 27. Is that where I want to go? Verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40. Now we're at verse 28. Has thou known? Has thou heard the everlasting God? The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither gets weary. There is no searching of his understanding. That's what I've been saying all night. There's sometimes we just won't understand what God is up to. He won't allow us to see it. Sometimes we'll see the manifestation, and we'll say, now, aha, God, that epiphany. My wife gave me that definition, a definition of that word years ago, epiphany, meaning you get the revelation once it's happened.
Yes.
Now I understand. Now I see why I had to wait. Now I get it, God. That means you had an epiphany. You had a moment. The light bulb came on, and now you had an aha moment. It says sometimes we're searching to understand God, and it says, who have known, who have heard? But look at verse 29 to verse 31. He gives power to the faint.
Yes.
He gives them that have no might, he increased their strength. Even the youth faint and get weary, and the young, they utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord,
yes,
shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I don't know about you, but that encourages me.
Yes.
He said, if you're feeling faint, I'm going to give you power. If you're feeling weak,
yes,
I'm going to give you strength.
Yes.
So you're not just waiting. While you're waiting, I'm going to empower you. While you're waiting, I'm going to increase your strength. Is somebody on the line you need more power tonight? Is there somebody on the Bible study tonight that you need even greater strength to deal with what you're dealing with? I say tonight, the word of the Lord to you is that while you're waiting, he's going to give you power. While you're waiting, he's going to increase your strength. But not only that, he says to us tonight, if you still have the ability to walk and you still have the ability to run, you are blessed. And you are highly favored. Oh, glory be to God. Y'all remember John chapter 5, the man that waited 38 years at the pool because he could not get in the water as the angel came and stirred up the water, and the first one in got the miracle, and Jesus came and said, do you want to be made whole? He said, in this condition for 38 years, waiting for 38 years because I can't walk. I'm paralyzed. Now that's waiting. He could not run. He could not walk. What do you and I got to complain about? He had to wait. Glory be to God. He had no other choice. God says, if we can walk, if we can run, we are blessed. There are some people who need to wait on somebody to bathe them. There are some people who need to wait on people to feed them. Come on, somebody. There are some people sometimes, they need to wait on people to pick them up and to put them back into bed. There are sometimes, I don't wish this upon anybody, there are some people that are waiting. They can't walk. They can't run. God still loves them. But you and I, sometimes in our pain, so sometimes we can't run like we used to run, but we can jog. That's a fast pace. My wife told me she went to the gym and got on the treadmill. And I said, baby, you motivating me, because when I get on the treadmill, I go to her with the gym sometime, and she goes a lot more than me. But I tried to get on that treadmill, and you speed that incline up, and you speed that pace up, and that walk becomes a little jog. Then it becomes a run. And I'm like, wow, you got to be in shape to do that. But I thank God that I can still get on that glory. I just got a flashback that it was a season in my life that I could not walk. I could not run. I was bedridden, and I could not get out of that bed. I was in so much pain and agony. But now I can run. Now I can walk. Come on, people of God. God is able. I said, my God is able.
Yes, he is.
I'm a courier for FedEx, and I've been there 30 years and a couple of months. And I do over 100 stops a day, and my stamina and my strength, I never forget having apprehension and having a little anxiety as I thought about going back to work with all that I went through. But now my wife will tell you, and my manager will tell you, and my coworkers will tell you that I'm keeping pace with the best of them. I'm doing above and beyond the demands in my job description. But God restored my strength.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I said, God restored my strength.
Hallelujah.
God gave me my legs back. God gave me my muscles back. And God is still working on my strength and my stamina.
Yes, yes.
But he gave me back to the degree where I can not lose my job but keep my job. Come on, somebody.
Jesus.
I did not have to go on disability.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
See, people wonder why, Pastor, they wonder why we praise God
yes.
the way we
Hallelujah.
Do. Wonder why I can run at the drop of a hat.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because I did not have to apply for disability long term.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I did not have to lose my job.
Thank you, Lord.
I know that's not everybody's testimony who battled cancer or who has been diagnosed with cancer.
Jesus.
But God restored me back to my rightful job. God restored me back to my normal life. Amen, somebody.
Amen, amen.
So as I waited on God for my healing, he gave it to me. And God will do the same for you.
My God.
There's so many scriptures that I wanted to go to, but we're going to wrap up tonight. I pray this blessed you. But take these notes down. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To every time and every purpose under the sun, there is a season and
yes.
a time.
Yes.
Read Ecclesiastes chapter 9. The race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endures. Look at Galatians 6. Be not weary in well-doing. You'll reap a harvest if you faint not. We got to wait on God and be of good courage. Mm-hmm. Pastor, can you pray us out tonight? I'm going to pray us out. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a powerful Bible study on tonight. To God be the glory. Amen. For the outpouring of the word on tonight, having that faith and allowing the Holy Spirit to develop the fruit of the Spirit in us so that we are walking in the fullness, my God, of the image of our Father. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, thank you for your word, which is bearing fruit in us. You said that your word would not come back void, but just like the snow and the rain come to water the earth so they can bud and bring forth in season, so is your word, that your word will bring forth in our lives, oh God, and your word won't come back void, oh God, that it will prosper us, oh God, hallelujah, that it will bear fruit in us, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to develop strong faith, oh God. Lord, let each and every one of us go into a deeper dimension, oh God, with our faith, oh God. Deep is calling unto deep, oh God. Let us not continue to be on the surface of things, God, but let us go deeper with you, oh God, even as we go from Bible study to Bible study and prayer to prayer and church service to church service, even as we spend our individual time with you, oh God. Lord, continue to speak to our hearts, oh God, and continue to transform us, oh God, by the renewing of our minds. So, Lord, we thank you for this Bible study on tonight. We thank you for Pastor Anthony on tonight. We thank you for those who are in attendance on tonight, oh God, because you said where two or more are gathered in your name that you would be with us. You would be in our midst, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for supping with us as we fellowship and as we sup in your word, God. So, Lord, bless this word. Let it bring forth fruit, oh God. Let it develop the fruit of the Spirit in each and every one of us. Let it, oh God, give us stronger faith, oh God, so that we can stand in the face of the adversary, so that we can stand in the face of trouble, so that we can wait on you, oh Lord, and that you will give us, oh God, hallelujah, those wings as an eagle to mount up on, that we shall run and not grow weary, that we shall walk and not faint. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word tonight. Continue to bless Pastor Anthony as he has poured out on tonight. Bless each and every individual under the sound of my voice. Lord, send a special blessing to Sister Jay, oh God, on tonight, God, even as we follow. God, I prayed on last night. I pray for Jessica, God. Thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you for her diligence. Thank you for her heart. Continue to keep her hedge of protection around her, oh God. Keep her going and her coming, oh God. Continue to bless her and bless her indeed. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for our Bible study on tonight. And we are blessed. And we consider ourselves to be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. My God, I'm so full. I'm just so full. I love the word of God. I love Jesus. Amen. Do you love Jesus? Don't you just love Jesus? I love Jesus. Amen. Because he first loved me. So I'm excited. My God, Pastor should not have given me the mic because I'm just so excited, amen, about the Lord and the things of God, amen. But I'm not going to keep y'all tonight, amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Don't forget the word. The word I was trying to think of the name of the word is just keep digging. Just keep digging. Go over to our website at nccmonline.org and watch the word. Amen. Watch the word. Just keep digging. And just keep digging. Keep digging in the word of God and allow God to manifest his power and his glory in your life. We'll see you on Sunday. For those of you in the New Jersey area, we're at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, and that's in Hillside, New Jersey. And our service begins at 12:30. Pray for souls. Pray for the sons and daughters to keep coming into the house. God bless you. We love you guys. Go in peace and serve our God. Good night. We'll see you on Sunday or Tuesday. God bless you. Bye now.